Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brooks Lennon is one of the new stars of Atlanta United, and he's joining us this morning on the waitfor.com hotline as United gets ready to open MLS play. Brooks, welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So how's your transition been so far, Brooks?
Yeah, it's been great. I feel like I've been, you know, really welcomed to, you know, the team and the new city. You know, I love all the new players that came in with me, and you know, I think the team is starting to gel really well, as you saw, you know, against Montagua, you know, at home. So it's been really good.
So what was your initial reaction when you heard that you were going to join Atlanta United?
I was really excited. I knew, you know, I was ready to go on to the next step of my career. And Atlanta United had been, you know, scouting me for a while, and I knew they had been interested in me for a long time. So when the deal finally went through, I was really happy to be joining such, you know, a big franchise.
Brooks Lennon, of course, a young star here. Tell me the difference, Brooks, between the 1-1 draw down in Honduras and the 3-0 win. Did it have to do with altitude? Did it have to do with the playing surface? Because you look like a different club against them when you were in Kennesaw.
Yeah, I definitely do think the playing surface had a big, it was a big difference between the home and away leg. You know, Kennesaw, it was a nice pitch, and you know, the field that we played in Honduras was not the best of fields that we've played on. So that definitely helped coming home and playing on a nice pitch, because that helps, you know, with the style of play that we like to play.
Talking with Brooks Lennon, a new star of Atlanta United.
So a lot of people are just starting to now discover you and being a part of Atlanta United. What can you tell the listeners right now about yourself?
Yeah, that I'm, you know, I'm all for the team. You know, I'm here. You know, number one reason why I came here is to win. So, you know, I'm going to give everything I have for the team on and off the field and in the community. And, you know, I think that I bring a lot to this team. And hopefully we can bring, you know, another championship back to Atlanta.
What do you say some of your strengths are on the pitch?
I think my main strength, you know, is getting up down the flank and in putting in dangerous crosses. I think some of the fans were noticing that, you know, in the two games against, you know, Montagua and the Champions League. But, yeah, trying to, you know, get up and down the flank and provide dangerous crosses and, you know, try and get on the score sheet here and there. And, you know, definitely increased my numbers this year from, you know, my numbers last year in Salt Lake.
Talking with Brooks Lennon as he joins us ahead of Saturday night's MLS opener, Atlanta United, Nashville SC, and I had to get the SC part down, Nashville Soccer Club, SC at Nissan Stadium in Nashville, 7 o'clock local time in Nashville, 8 o'clock Eastern time with Mike and Jason on the call. Brooks, when you were at Real Salt Lake, you know, you could fill me in on something like, you know, how does a team like Real Salt Lake capture, you know, the imagination over there in Salt Lake City? That could be one part of it. But also, how do other teams view Atlanta United? I mean, here's this newcomer onto the stage in that stadium, and of course you came into the stadium, playing in front of these sold-out crowds, winning a championship in its second year, and becoming the really kind of the face in terms of franchises of the entire league in a three-year span. Is there jealousy? Is there anger? Is there bitterness? How do other franchises view Atlanta United?
No, I don't think there's jealousy or anything like that towards Atlanta. I think it's more, it's really good to see a team, you know, come in and do it the right way. You know, with the infrastructure that, you know, Atlanta United has, and, you know, the fans that have backed the club, everything about Atlanta United is, you know, it's a platform for other MLS teams that are trying to join, like Nashville, to try and match that level. So, you know, so that you can have the opportunity to start winning right away when you come into the MLS. So, I don't think it's jealousy or anything like that. I think it's more admiration, towards Atlanta United and what Arthur Blank has, you know, really built here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Brooks Lennon, Atlanta United player. You've made the U.S. Olympic qualifying roster. How does that feel for you to be able to represent your country?
Yeah, it feels amazing. I've always said it. It's, you know, always a really proud moment for me to represent my country. And I did make the, you know, qualifying roster for the Olympics. And, you know, that's definitely an honor. Anytime you get called into any camp with the U.S. colors, that means a lot. So I'm really proud.
So now that you're a member of this team, give me a little hint as you look at that frontline attack. Now you're serving to Joseph Martinez, to Pity Martinez, not so much to Marco, but, you know, serving into the middle of the field to Pity and of course, to the top to Joseph. What's that like for you? How does that change things for you?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't change much for me. I just think trying to get on the same, you know, wavelength with PT and Joseph and the guys that are going to be playing up top, to know, you know, where they like to make their runs, you know, and also, you know, tell them and show them where I like to, you know, put my crosses and, you know, what my tendencies are and what their tendencies are. So just trying to get on the same page. And I think we're working on that every single day here in training. And I think we're going to have a lot of success this year, you know, with that partnership.
What do you know about the Nashville club with the opener coming up this weekend?
Well, first of all, I know that they're showing up a lot. A lot of fans are showing out for this first game. I think they've already sold 50,000 tickets. So I know Nashville is definitely getting behind the team and, you know, with real big support. And they've acquired a lot of, you know, veteran guys throughout the MLS. So, you know, we're definitely not going to look upon them. They're going to be a good side. So we need to go in there fully fit and fully ready and try and take 3 points for the first MLS game of the season.
Hey, Brooks, we appreciate you taking a few minutes. We look forward to the game Saturday night. Nice to chat with you. Go out up to Nashville, get a win, and come on home.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.